A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello, hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. It's another A Pod A Day in May. We're on day 22. Can you actually believe it? And they were meant to be mini episodes, but I haven't done anything really under about 8 minutes for a while. So I'm committed, because this is an easy question from a listener, I'm committed to making this one a nice bite-sized midweek show for you. So here we go. A couple of people asked me on the stickers function on Instagram when I said, ask me a question. A few people said, what are your favourite movies? If you listen to the show, you'll know that I often throw in a film reference and that I'm often talking about going to the movies. I use it as therapy. So I try to go to the cinema once a week, once a fortnight if I can. I always go by myself, or like 99% of the time I go by myself. And I just really enjoy the escapism of a film. And a few people have said, but what are your favourite movies? I can very simply answer this in under 5 minutes. My top three, these are not a position one, two, or three. They are just my alternating top three of all time. Casino Royale, the remake, meaning the Daniel Craig outing as James Bond for the first time, with Ava Green as Vesper Lynd and Mads Mikkelsen as Le Chiffre. Brilliant. Brilliant film. I love what they did to Bond. I know some people disagreed with it. I really enjoyed the kind of Jason Bourne element to the way that he conducted himself and was far less suave, sophisticated and cheesy. I really, really enjoyed it. And I haven't been able to engage really with the franchise since, because it's all gone a bit too Komodo Dragon for me. So yes, that's in my top three, as is Point Break. Keanu Reeves, it's going to be no surprise to anyone who follows me on Instagram that Keanu Reeves is in one of my favourite movies. I just think it is a perfectly told story. Keanu Reeves, Patrick Swayze work off each other so beautifully in that film. And it's just a perfect piece of art as far as I'm concerned. The way they shoot surfing, the way they shoot the aerial stuff. And yeah, Pappas, two, get me two. I always say that to people. Lots of quotes that you can say from Point Break, including Anthony Kiedis from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. If somebody asks you to do something and you don't want to do it, you just go, that would be a waste of time. But you do a better impression than that. So Point Break's in there, and directed by Kathryn Bigelow, who I think is an incredible director. And also James Cameron was involved, because I do believe they were married at the time. And he is the director of one of my other favorite films, which is Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Go and watch that film. It is over 20 years old. I think it might be 25 years old. It has not dated. That tech, that T-1000, the one that freezes, smashes into a million pieces and then merges back together in pools of molten metal, that has not dated. Just think about that for a second. And again, very well told story. I really, really care about the machine. I really, really care about Linda Hamilton's character, Sarah Connor. I really care about John Connor to a point, but definitely Sarah and definitely the Terminator. And it's chilling. It's still really scary. Robert Patrick as the T-1000 is still quite terrifying. So those are my top three. So when I moved recently, I had 2 weeks between moving in and having the internet. So there was no iTunes for me, there was no movies, there was no Hey You, there was no Real Housewives. and I just had DVDs and electricity. It was like the olden days. And I watched Casino, my first night in my new flat, I sat and watched Casino Royale, and I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. Again, beautifully told story. There's some clanky dialogue towards the end involving a little finger and being reborn. Not for me, but the rest of it, perfect. Absolutely perfect. Apart from the eyeshadow application, as someone who works in beauty, or maybe not, somebody who doesn't work in beauty might have had the same reaction. Not okay. Not okay, Ava, sorry. Something went a bit wrong there. I'm also a huge fan of The Witches of Eastwick, and we can watch that any day of the week, at any time. I absolutely love it. I have My So-Called Life on DVD, which is not a movie, but by Jiminy, that's some good entertainment. And The Colour Purple. I also have Stand By Me. Those are the ones that I keep coming back to. Those are the ones that I have on DVD, so that should I ever find myself on that internet, I always have something to watch. The same is true for Fight Club. And also up in there is Purple Rain, which contains one of my favourite movie moments. When he's playing Purple Rain, the manager of the club just makes a very tiny, because he's wearing sunglasses and a baseball cap, you can't see his expression really, but you just know. You just know he gets what the kid is trying to do, and everything's going to be all right. The kid's going to make it. So yeah, those are my favorite movies. A few of you asked. I hope that doesn't feel too light for a pod a day in May. I've certainly enjoyed it. I hope you do too. This would be so much more fun if we could have a discussion about it though, right? So why not join the Facebook group? The link to join is in the show notes. You have to answer two questions. If you don't answer, I'm afraid I can't let you in. But go and say what your favorite movies are. I'd really be interested to know. Please do let me know. Maybe there's a film that I need to see that I haven't seen. Oh, quite unlikely. No, I haven't watched that many films. I've watched a lot. But anyway, share your favourite movies with me. I'd love to know why, what they mean to you. Is it more than just a movie? Are they emotionally, do they make you feel certain things that make you feel good, warm and fuzzy inside? D-mail me? No. I was trying to say too many things at once then. DM me on social media, where I'm at Emma Guns on Twitter and Instagram. Or if you want to send me a longer message, I know lots of you have been in touch recently on email, which is one of the favourite things that happens in my day. Email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. There, super brief, nice little midweek, a pod a day in May. Ooh, feels good. See you on the next one.